It's on the way. Plenty of leg. Good!
It's football time in the Bluegrass. You're listening to the KSR Football Podcast.
And we're back. It's a KSR Football Podcast. How's everybody feeling? Just happy? Joyous? Overjoyed with emotions?
I have an idea. Let's do the first ever football podcast without talking about football.
I'm in.
This wouldn't be the first one.
Can we just run for an hour, 15 minutes, and just no one say anything?
Just record us breathing?
I thought you meant
and
just
a moment
run.
Of silence for the Kentucky Wildcats.
Your 15-0 is not looking good, Chuck.
It started to not look good after the Florida loss, and it has not gotten any better.
Well, you predicted Terry Wilson's Kentucky Wildcats
that
go
15-0.
So technically, he's not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also didn't Terry's know that, still that we were going to be playing backup quarterbacks because, I mean, if I would have known that, maybe my prediction would have been a little different.
If Lynn
we're
was
not
our
just
backup.
Playing backup quarterbacks. We were playing out-of-position quarterbacks.
I mean, playing against backup quarterbacks.
Oh.
That was.
Oh, that's true.
Can we just play a starter here soon and we'll get back on pace?
How come we need a backup quarterback that doesn't have any legs? They all just run against us.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant I was imagining a backup quarterback like in like a just like hopping around out there without
like
actual legs. Yes, exactly.
But since we do have to talk football, Nick, you went there. Why? Why did you go? Why are we in South Carolina?
My brother lives there.
Okay.
There's an excuse.
Are you glad you went?
Yeah, everything was great about the trip until the very end. I got to hang out with some of my buddies. I hadn't seen them in a while. It was a great time up until the game. And then they went rude. I got a Groucho sandwich. Folks, this sauce that they have, we need to steal it and put it at KS Bar. Our chicken sandwich
can
is unreal.
Can the Groucho sauce pass?
I hope they can because we need to have it here.
No. I mean, can it, like, throw a football? We'll take that and put it on the team.
It's a little runny, so it can run.
Okay.
So RPOs only. ROs. Which I think we're going to see a lot of RPOs because it's the Lynn Bowden Show, folks.
I heard they canceled the rest of the season.
No.
We're just going to try again next year.
Let's not be too negative.
No.
We're going to be specifically
negative to
the game.
For 10 minutes, and then it's going to be all positive.
Yeah.
How about that?
And only negative to the game, not upcoming stuff.
Yes,
still
going to
beat Louisville. Still going to beat Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah, Louisville sucks. Tennessee sucks. UT Martin sucks. Arkansas, they're hogs. Like, come on. They're hogs. We could beat some hogs.
Well, since you brought it up, they look pretty damn good.
Shh. Drew.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, that'll start off our narrative segment. Arkansas looked pretty damn good against Texas A&M. I blame that more on Jimbo Fisher being like, let's try to out-throw a throwing team. I'm just going to throw the ball around the yard.
See, I got a different theory on that.
Okay.
Every year those teams play close in Jerry World.
They do.
Yeah,
I think Jerry's giving them something in the water, so it's a good game every time.
It was like A&M. 6 out of 7 have been decided.
7 out of 8.
7 out of 8 have been decided by a touchdown.
It's pretty crazy.
Too bad UK's game wasn't decided by touchdown.
And backup quarterback, Ben Hicks.
Seemed like if we would have got a touchdown, it could have been closer.
Ugh. So people know as we go on with this podcast, I didn't watch the game.
Yeah.
I feel like I know enough.
You were
– If you all were to – let's just go in a circle.
Okay.
Just quickly tell me what happened in a sentence or two. We'll start with to my left, Mr. Walker.
We have a quarterback that – physically cannot lift his arm up to throw the ball, and we came out flat.
Okay. I think I knew that already.
I would describe
Remember, I'm
it.
Just a guy that didn't have a TV on Saturday.
I
don't know anything.
You ever been hunting?
No.
Me neither. But let's just say we're hunters, okay?
Okay.
You got a good, healthy deer. Everyone's high on the deer. Deer, you know, it can run. It can do everything. Deer gets shot.
What the
60
hell
minutes
are you
of just watching
about?
The deer slowly bleed out until the end is how I would describe that game.
I don't even know what that means, but thank you. No, Nick.
So, once upon a time, a baseball player. He hurt his elbow, and he had to have this fancy surgery. His name was Tommy John. And when he tried to throw baseball again, he had to relearn how to throw, and he couldn't do it. Well, it was like watching somebody try to figure out how to throw that couldn't throw because they physically were unable to, and yet they kept throwing the ball. Like the first four plays of the second half, they just kept throwing it. And it's like, hey, there's these guys. Their names are A.J. Rose, Chris Rodriguez, Kavassi Smoke had a migraine. Maybe run it with him? Lynn Bowden, hey, what's Wildcat? And when they did finally go, hey, Lynn Bowden finally got a touchdown.
And this deer was bleeding real slow. real slow, just drop by drop.
So I should or shouldn't go back and watch it all? Because I do that, you know, every Monday I go back and rewatch the game. I haven't watched this one. Should I just move forward?
I think it'd probably be
it's
best.
Part of the process. You got to watch
You got to watch, like, the last 5 minutes, though. That's really all you need to know going into the next game.
Well, I did look at the box score, and as Nick was just mentioning, guys not carrying the ball, I expected more out of that group knowing you have a dead quarterback.
Yeah, and it was one thing, too, where it was like, hey, I think part of it, South Carolina was like, all right, we are going to dare them to throw the football towards the sideline. And Eddie Graham was like, God, this is right there. We got to at least try. And the most basic of plays couldn't be converted. Just couldn't. And it was very unfortunate. Stoops also said something on the call-in show about how early on, Drew, that South Carolina just blew up a run and they may have gotten quote-unquote spooked. I don't like that. I know Halloween's in like a month, but you can't get spooked.
I don't think it's in our identity to get spooked. Because I think we've seen a couple runs that get, you know, 3 yard loss, and then the next play is a run up the middle again.
Do you know what's a fun stat, Charles Walker, about Kentucky's running game?
I would love to know it.
They have 11 runs of 20 yards or more. It's ranked 18th in the nation and 3rd in the SEC.
But that don't matter.
Well, yeah, because then it's like that's like all of their running plays are only these big explosive plays. Got to get some running plays that are just like 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah, the O-line definitely did not look like the best O-line in the country. Like they're being kind of touted up to be. They just – a lot of pressure back there. Granted, we didn't have much success to kind of dial back the blitzes.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, they it's not like the run game was wide open and we didn't just keep feeding them. Like, I thought, I mean, the game calling was all good besides who was out there.
I feel like we're at a funeral right now.
Well, four of us. We've only got a couple more minutes. We got to get all the bad talk
okay.
out.
Yeah, I'm thinking like how much time left.
It's also hot as hell in here. You all keep complaining. I'm going to get us some air.
It was so cold earlier too, Drew, that I had a jacket on in this room. So, you know, KS Office, it has its perks, but folks, I've got to do something that I didn't want to do. I've got to call out Kentucky's best player, Max Duffy, the golden boot, the best kicker to wear of any kicker to ever wear a Kentucky uniform that isn't sitting next to me.
Stud.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's an absolute beast. He averaged 52 yards a punt again, had a 62 yarder. It was an absolute monster.
Yeah, without Duffy, they're putting up like two more tutties.
But right before half, you're at the 40-yard line. It's 4th and 2. He's got the option to run it. And everybody from South Carolina turns their head and takes off. This Red Sea is parted. He has nothing but green grass in front of him. And he punted it.
Yeah,
punted it. Could have gotten a score right before halftime. He punted it. I wanted to see the fake so bad, Austin.
He's not looking to run it. He's just looking at how much time he can hold it before he kicks it. So, like, it's never in his head that he's going to run it unless it's called from the sideline.
Well, a birdie told me that he got the option choice from the sideline.
There's no way if you give Max Duffy the option to run it that he's not running it. There's whoever your source is, they do not know Max Duffy. Because if he
if special teams coordinator.
Yeah, but
if they let him run it.
Well, Mark Stoops is my
Well, then they should have let him run it because that's the spot on the field where you call the fake. You're down 10-0 with like 2 minutes to go before half. Freaking what? You got nothing else going for you on that game. Go for it.
Yeah.
I have a theory. Say he runs it, picks up 15 yards. Everything's looks awesome. Then they're going to go, hey, Max, have you ever played quarterback before? Because that's the first positive thing that's happened all day. You're now our quarterback.
The best offense of the entire day was him kicking a ball off of somebody on the other team's back.
Ugh.
Epic.
When do we get positive again?
All right, we've got one more minute, so okay. Get out all your bad stuff while you can.
We don't get positive till we win one. It's all right to be somber. The people are somber.
Maybe should have taken Sawyer Smith out before the start of the fourth quarter when he was pretty – looked a little rough for the wear.
I think our linebackers got to take better angles and quit giving the opposing running backs wide open 8-yard gains every down.
I agree with that.
I do know of one play. I saw this. I did go back and watch this part because I saw it on Twitter. Right before halftime, Will Muschamp says, we need to do this. They didn't get the ball back, but to start the second half, but they get it back rather quickly to start the second half. And he runs the exact play that he said he was going to run, and it goes for a touchdown.
30 yards untouched.
I mean, Tom Hart even said, did no one text Mark Stoops during the break? Because Will Muschamp just called a shot and scored on it.
So here's the thing, Drew. I saw that because I was there, so I didn't see the broadcast part.
Yeah.
I saw that video today, and I just was like, what? What are you doing? And I like wrote this very angry, mean-hearted post. And then I was like, you know what, Nick? You aren't ready to hit publish yet. You're going to talk to Mark Stoops tonight. Why don't you ask him?
I wish I had that ability. I usually just give my hot take and regret it.
Yeah. So I was like, do you have anybody watching the game? And he's like, he ignored that part, but he's like, we knew they were going to run it because they got it on us earlier in the game. We called up the play to stop it. There were two guys free, two guys that could have made the play that were right there. And instead of being aggressive and going to make the play and getting a 2-yard loss, they're tentative. And since one guy's tentative, the offensive lineman ends up blocking two. They spring free for a 30-yard touchdown. And Stoops is like, he was like doing his very best to like not like start screaming at the podium. He was so angry. He's like, what? You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but sometimes – this is a crazy theory, but sometimes the right play is called and people don't execute.
Yeah, and there was also a linebacker that if he just doesn't hesitate, he makes a tackle in the hole still.
Has it been a minute yet? We can be positive?
Yeah, we can be positive now.
I got the first positive. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah, all I've heard is nothing but negative. I'm excited to hear you all tell me all the great things that happened, both of them.
This is more of a not necessarily relating to the game – play-wise, but Stoops always used to say it, and I think every great coach does say it, it's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it seems. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
He's right.
So I'm sure, I am 100% positive that he gave him, well, I'm not 100% positive, but I bet he gave him yesterday off, said stay away from football.
Yep.
Come work out if you want. We're going to come back today, Tuesday. We're going to have a work day, and they watch the film. And I guarantee you he said the same thing. He was shaking his cup of coffee around in his right hand like he always does.
He does do that.
Made a couple jokes that no one knew whether to laugh or not. Then he gave a little fake laugh, and everyone started laughing.
He had one today, too, that he was like, ooh, I've teed it up. And then when he delivered it, nobody laughed. And he like kind of looked around like, guys, this is where you're always supposed to laugh.
Yeah. And he's saying the same thing. Guys, it's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it seems.
So
that sounds like a quote that would be on a magnet like Cracker Barrel.
It needs to be on a T-shirt like Forrest Gump. I need to make it and then sell it.
Don't we know people who make T-shirts?
Yeah.
Get on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And A, I think you're right. And I think B, to that, I don't get the sense, like, I feel like there's a difference between having a sense of urgency and pressing, and I don't think this team is pressing yet, which is good. Pressing makes you do bad things. Sense of urgency makes you do good things, and I think that will mean that we're going to see a very desperate not pressing, but the kind of
desperate. Not we got to use a different word. The desperate.
Well, but the thing is like Muschamp and Joe Moorhead. The last 2 weeks have both been like, this is the biggest game. We're gonna win this game, and it's the team has gotten that fired up, and I think you're gonna get that. I think you're gonna end up getting that next week.
Okay.
But not pressing, not bad, and not desperate bad, just like super fired up because they're sick of losing.
Well, that's what Stoops is saying. You know, he's saying everyone outside of this program is talking about you all right now. Which one of these people should we listen to? The people that watch you play on Saturdays that have no idea what they're talking about, or your teammates and who is in this room, your coaches. So we're going to find out in 2 weeks whether this team wants to be there and wants to build something and continue to build this program, or if they're going to throw in the shoe and see what happens. But I think we're going to see, as you said, a Kentucky football team that's going to come out hungry, well coached, and well prepared with what they are given, and we're going to win the game.
Yeah.
Why don't I just give the pump up speech? Damn it.
Yeah, you know what? When I think of rah rah inspiring pump up speech guys, I think of Charles Walker.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ooh, can I bring up one more negative, though?
Oh.
No. This isn't about the Kentucky game. It's not about the Kentucky game.
I'll get up and leave.
You got to sandwich it between two positives.
Okay. Like positive, that. DeSales Colts won. Negative, St. X Tigers lost to Trinity.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Also, that was a BS game because their first touchdown totally hit the ground and there's no officiating reviews in high school football.
Yeah, me and Chuck saw him paying the refs before the game.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
And Trinity. No one's writing articles on that.
I don't know when we switch to our new segment, Talking High School Sports.
Ooh, yes, new segment.
But if you would like to sponsor Talking High School
KSR
Sports.
KSR ads at KentuckySportsRadio.com.
Actually, for those who listen to it, put us a call out, we got a bunch of responses.
We got a good response.
Did we get a new ad?
Well, that's the thing.
Well, it's a bidding war. We have too many offers.
And if can still get in to sponsor Keys of the Game and How Do We Feel and High School Sports Talk, just KSR ads at KentuckySportsRadio.com. It's getting aggressive in there, so I suggest you – contact Maria ASAP.
I thought it was weird that Tesla reached out.
No.
What's that guy's name? Elon
Musk.
Oh, yeah. He did call,
didn't he?
He
couldn't afford us. But for our high school, my Madisonville Maroons lost on a Hail Mary.
What?
After a hook and ladder to lose their first game of the year. And, I mean, they're good.
So, wait. It was like a Hail Mary pass and then they hooked and ladder? Or
No. There was a hook and ladder to get them to midfield for their Hail Mary.
That's brutal. Okay.
That's also Talking High School Sports.
Good news to sandwich in between it. Jordan Watkins played against males Isaiah Cummings, two future Cats. They both combined for more than 300 yards apiece and had a couple really long touchdown runs. And males the best team in the state. Butler actually was leading.
Besides St. X. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah, we're missing St. X. That's the bad. We're sandwiching between the bad. But, yeah, we have their highlights from that game at Kentucky Sports Radio and our YouTube page, and we interviewed them after the game if you're going to go check that out. It's great content. You can't find anywhere else except on the KSR Football Podcast High School Report sponsored by your company here.
I'll give Elon Musk a free one. This one was sponsored by Elon Musk.
Tesla.
And SpaceX.
Fancy automobiles.
I just thought of a positive from the game that I actually saw on Twitter.
Ooh.
Lynn Bowden's play where he ran down to the goal line was pretty awesome.
That was really awesome.
Now, I didn't see any other Lynn Bowden snaps, so I'm just going to pretend that's the only snap he took. Was he one for one? That was his big play, and he didn't play quarterback at all?
No, he was two for two passing, but that was his biggest play, his most spectacular play. But, Austin, I thought he looked great every time he was back there.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a negative play, which is probably the first drive since the Florida game that we haven't had a negative play on.
He dropped that one, the football.
That doesn't count. That's not like a
okay, okay, yeah, it doesn't count.
We'll delete that.
Yeah, we'll take that out.
Someone edit this. God dang it.
But for the most part, though, when he was back there, he had some swagger to him.
Yeah, it looked like NCAA football was brought back to life, and we put Randall Cobb back at quarterback, but instead we got Lynn Bowden.
Oh, so it's Bowden wide receiver, Bowden quarterback?
Yeah, I'll pronounce his name right now that he's our quarterback.
QB1, number one. Perfect.
Well, did he really look good, or are you all messing with me?
No. So when he took
don't believe that he looked good.
You didn't watch the game.
No, I'm admitting, but when they just pulled him as a quarterback, and suddenly he was the best option.
Okay. deer's dead. It's done bleeding out.
What, does the deer get up or something now?
Butterflies start flying, emerging from underneath the deer.
From the carcass, okay.
Lion trots out.
Okay.
And what? The and lion, number one, where are we? What kind
lion,
are we on?
Lion Bowden?
Lion eats deer, runs to end zone, touchdown Lynn Bowden.
Okay. So,
but he really did, like, when he did a three-step drop back, he looked like, it didn't look like a fish out of water. It looked natural. He just had to take the glove off. As soon as he got rid of the glove, he's good to go.
I have a hard time believing you, but I guess I got to get used to it because we're going to see more of it moving forward. And is there a better timed bye week in history?
No. And that's a fun question that us media folks ask before every bye week. Is the bye week coming at the right time? This is the first time that it's ever been like, yes, this is the perfect
time. If it wasn't
this
week, we would have paid to move it to this week.
Yes, like, please change the schedule up so we can have a bye this week because it is desperately needed. And that's good. We got a bye week.
And now, I mean, obviously lots of guys, namely our quarterback, need to rest up and heal. But also I feel like this group just needs to reset. It's been three consecutive losses.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to just take a break, get a change of pace. How are you celebrating the bye week, Drew Franklin?
I'm tempted to go see my other favorite football team, the Titans.
Ooh, who they play?
They play the Bills, Bills Mafia in Nashville.
Oh, snap.
I've got tickets, but I'm really old and lazy, and that's an exhausting trip.
So the only thing that would make me hesitant is that you don't have a Sunday to recover from your Sunday.
I know, well, that's the main issue.
Because, like, ideally, you go Saturday, you have the day off now, and then the next day you just sit around and watch all the other football games on your couch. But you can't do that.
And the big reason I could just go and behave and drive home, but some friends I know have a big Titans tailgate, and there would be no behaving around them.
Right,
so I'll probably stay here. Got big bye week plans?
Yes. Chili cook-off Saturday. Pretty excited. We just finished out of the money last year on our first try. We were fourth. And to get the trophy, to get in the top three, we tinkered with some ingredients, and I'm really excited. It sounds very bizarre. It's a sweet potato with turkey meat chili, but it is scrumptious, absolutely scrumptious. So we've made a few adjustments, and I'm pretty sure it's going to go all the way to the top this year.
Chili's great when it's 97 outside.
Well, it's going to cool down to 80.
Oh.
And
out your jacket.
And we're gonna wait to eat the chili until the sun goes down. And then before that, it's just all beer and college football all day. It's going to be immaculate. I can't wait.
What are the big games this weekend? We got Florida playing Auburn in the swamp.
Auburn minus three.
I'd take Auburn minus
money.
Three.
Yeah, that is
free money.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing that right now. Pause this. Let's get
okay,
that in.
By half a point, take it at 2.5.
Although I'm on maybe the worst gambling streak of all time.
Oh, I thought this was only good news now, Drew.
Something
no, but
every gambler said in their lifetime.
Well, my only win of the weekend was I hammered South Carolina thinking I could reverse it and let Kentucky would win. I just lose my money. That didn't work either.
It's really a win-win, though. Either cats win or your pocket wins.
Yeah. Well, I gave all the money away.
Oh,
so, and now your heart wins. So
yeah.
Congrats.
I sprinkled it across BBN.
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't mean to make this the Drew Ask Questions podcast.
Yes.
This is legitimately the way I'm finding out the specifics of the game.
Ooh,
I've seen the box score. I've seen some tweets. But you all, I trust you all.
Yes.
I'm going to say two words, and then I want responses. First word, Eddie. Second word, Gran. Where are we there? Nick, I know you're a big defender of Eddie Gran.
I'm a big Gran stan. I can't help myself.
Were they stacking the box?
But it was often
box?
Negative about him again. I know we have crazy people who overreact.
I mean, if they're stacking the box, how do you run? How do you run against a seven-man box if you have five blockers and a running back?
And not Benny Snell.
I mean, how do you do it? You just can't. So people say, why are we throwing the ball? Well, do you think Muschamp knew that our second-string quarterback was hurt? So you think he's going to say, all right, let's just let him run and maybe throw it on third and short? No, I would put eight. I'd put seven in the box. I'd put eight in the box and say, "Well, man up, and you throw it, and you beat us by the throw," which he knows is not already Eddie Grant's DNA. So people say, "Why the hell are we throwing the ball?" Well, if they have a big box, how do we run against that?
I hate when those big boxes come out.
Yeah, I do too.
So we're still pro grand, is what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, I mean,
ride or die, baby.
Even other than I think they should have made the switch earlier. I think anyone removed
the offensive coordinator switch,
anyone emotionally removed from the situation would have changed quarterbacks earlier.
Yeah, Sawyer played at least one, maybe two series too much.
I mean, none of us were on the sidelines, but if Sawyer Smith is looking him in the eye saying, I'm fine, because, you know, this is an opportunity he didn't expect to have. He's not quick to go ahead and get rid of it. I could see him convincing them, I still have it, and then it.
Yeah, but I think almost any athlete in that situation is always going to tell you they're fine.
You could see it. Like, Sawyer didn't have it.
Yeah, it comes down to, like, what are my eyes seeing and what's really happening, not a personal question.
See, that's really my only critique of him all day is, like, he just didn't pull him quick enough because – like, what do you want to do? You don't have a quarterback to work with. And
is Walker Wood that bad? You actually don't answer that. Yeah. You played with him. I don't mean in a bad way. Is he just not ready whatsoever? I don't want to call him bad.
It's his shoulder. He had two.
Yeah, because he's been injured for a couple.
He's had
two, like a
labrum and an AC joint surgery on his throwing shoulder.
Here's
like,
the thing,
it's hard
though,
to do anything with it.
Nobody knows. All these second-string quarterbacks have been dominating us. You don't know until you get live game reps with the ones.
That bearded guy from Mississippi State, they probably in Starkville were saying that guy will never play, and then he comes
boom,
in.
Boom, right
Beard McGee.
I get it. Like, I get what the perception is of him, but, my God, let him get a series or two. Like, at least you know what you got, and then the fans are off you, and you sleep better at night knowing that you tried something else. Because – like, we were thinking during the game, like, this is the definition of insanity, is trying the same thing over and over and expecting different results just for that game because he was clearly.
But the people – I think it's hilarious, the people that are blaming, like, your quarterbacks are just dilapidated. Like, what do you – it's hard to do anything as a play caller if you can't do anything with a quarterback. So
yeah, injuries have plagued this season.
Well, there's still obviously over half the season left, still some winnable games. And nobody likes excuses or moral victories, but I feel like there's almost a little bit of a pass on if the year isn't what everybody wanted because it's like raise your hand if you think you can play quarterback right now. So everyone's expectations have to be lowered a little bit.
Oh, and I think they will be, Drew. And I think, A, that's going to help them in recruiting. But I think long term, like when you look back on this year, some will say, oh, it was a letdown year, but then you'd be like, well, that was the year all of the quarterbacks got hurt.
Yeah.
And so you do get a pass to a certain extent. And there is like a situation. So we don't know Sawyer Smith's health. Stoops said on his call-in show, like, hey, we're kind of going to just see how he feels. If not, it's going to be the win show for a little while. If Sawyer, let's just say you beat Arkansas, then you've got – Georgia on the road.
Beat Georgia with Lynn at quarterback.
Yep. Continue. Run the triple option. And then Missouri at home. But even if you go 1-2 there, you are 3-5 with four teams you should beat in a bye week. So you can basically tell Sawyer Smith. You can say, like, take a month off, come back, and then win the last four games for us. And they can still win seven games and go to, you know, the Belk Bowl. Like, that's still very possible. And you know what? If that's your down year when you lost your best player, like, okay, that's fine with me.
I know we don't address basketball on this podcast. Going back to our dear buddy Jared used to throw things at me if I would even say the word basketball in here.
Yep,
but with today being UK Basketball Media Day, I'll make an excuse. But this year will kind of remind me as Calipari's NIT year. Even though it was a bad year, it's also known as the, well, your best player got hurt year with Netherlands.
Yeah, that's
again,
true.
Nobody wants to make excuses, but
whenever
you definitely lower the bar when you have spent two quarterbacks now out.
Whenever the Louisville fans are like, oh, NIT, and you're like, well, Netherlands got hurt. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, okay. Yeah, you know, like, what do you even do? And I think that's the unfortunate situation that we're in. But the good news is the teams still stink at the end. Tennessee.
Yeah. Tennessee,
did they lose their bye week?
No, they tied, actually.
Okay. You never know with them. They can find creative ways to lose.
But with this schedule, it's the easiest Kentucky schedule will ever be because you rarely get Tennessee down, I mean, South Carolina's kind of down, even though they just lost to them. Louisville's down.
You know what sucks?
Don't sleep on Vandy.
No, sleep on Vandy.
Don't
they
sleep
on
how
Missouri. Did they not cover? It was the lock of the century, and they couldn't score one more freaking point.
The
Vandy,
two-point conversion
terrible.
Screwed us.
What? Oh, God, that just dropped. But I digress. How many wins does 2018 Kentucky win with 2019 schedule?
Well, let's start with who they'd lose to. They'd lose to Georgia.
Yeah.
At Georgia.
Yeah, and at Mississippi State would be really tough.
Not at this Mississippi State, I don't think. Josh Allen versus bearded guy, name I've already forgotten.
Schrader.
Yeah, I was going to say Strather.
And that
Ryan
secondary.
Sheckler.
Oh, my God.
That's a win.
I'm
going 11-1.
Yeah, I'd go 11-1.
I think it's a comfortable 11-1.
Yeah, like they're not even close to 11-1.
I don't like this game.
God.
Yeah, new game.
New
All
game.
Right, I got a new game.
Okay. Is it a segment or a game?
Ooh. And we could use a new segment that we can sponsor.
All right. You ready for the segment?
Yes. Yeah.
Who's
Just
your daddy?
Just make up your sponsor.
Ooh, who's
we're
your
giving
daddy?
Out, we're giving out free sponsorships.
Who's your daddy? And, well, I mean, I can't really give any clues here. This is a horrible segment. But UK, in the past, some of our best players have been fathers. All right, Ooh. this is called Dad Strength. This is what it's called.
Dad's like that.
I don't like it.
Today at 1:22 p.m. Yes, actually, I knew about you. 1:22 p.m., Yusuf Corker announced via his Twitter that he will become a father.
Saw that.
So that dad means strength. That we are about to have a Dad Strength safety for the next couple of years. And he's already playing well.
He's already playing
well. So imagine what he's going to do when he has Dad Strength.
I think he's tied for 7th in the SEC in tackles. So he'll be number one in just 3 or 4 weeks?
Probably.
There's more to Dad Strength we'll get to in just a second.
Yes.
But I said this about Xavier Peters because with Josh Allen, not that there's lots of troublemakers on the team, but there's no just when you're a dad, there's no going out. Like Josh Allen said, I'm doing this for my kid. He worked harder than anyone else. He's gone on. He's walking on stage with them. He played football for his family as opposed to some college kids. Heck, you all played. Charles, I'm sure you wouldn't have done it, but you probably had some teammates that would go out on weekends.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But I think Xavier Peters, and now maybe even Corker, I didn't know that, have that mentality of, this isn't college for me. I have a mouth to provide for, and they really focus. So maybe that'll work out.
Boom. I saw that today, too, and I was like, got another one. Add him to the squad. Dad strength, it's incredibly valuable. And I think I'm going to get some here before
you're
going to
get some dad strength?
Yeah.
How so?
I'm going to be a dad. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So where am I going to find
Do you have
the
any eligibility
strength?
Left?
Yeah. Give us details.
Yeah.
Well, not too
specific. Is it in the thighs, in the back? The back's really been hurt.
I think it's different for everybody. As we know, Corker already has these giant arms, so I think his dad strength is going to hit over in his biceps.
Yeah, it's an area that you haven't really – it's kind of been your weakness.
So I'm going to grow hair?
I was going to say, a lot of dads lose their hair.
Maybe reverse, though. That's my dad's strength, is I find – or the hair just goes to my back.
Ooh.
One of the two. Either way, though, it's pretty exciting. Due date is April.
I like that you wanted to get as far away from football season as possible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was –
Because the KSR football podcast, we don't do any kind of leave, paternity leave. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No. There's – yeah. Well, come on.
It's football season, bud. No days off.
Exactly. Like, if she was due on a Saturday during football season, she would be having that baby in the press box.
Yeah.
There's no other way around
Tony
it.
Neely Tony Neely would deliver.
Would be, hold on now. And he would catch in his cowboy hat. but, no, it's very exciting. We found out a few months back. She's 3 months along. And, keeping a secret like that, not very easy, especially for my parents. They were actually mad that they couldn't tell away.
Oh, you said it's hard for them to keep it. Not you didn't tell them for 3 months.
No, we told them pretty quickly.
I think you can tell your parents.
And they started like freaking out because it's their first grandkid. So they're very excited. My dad is just an awful liar. Like you can see right through his shit-eating grin. Like you just know that he's hiding something. And look, good for him. He was able to keep the secret. Until we announced yesterday. But one other thing I learned, women get very sick when they're pregnant.
Mm.
babies make. Like, I don't know what it is about putting a human inside another human that makes people want to vomit, but it just does. That's how it works.
That's kind of how I feel with this fried chicken sandwich I just ate before the podcast.
Yeah, except, like, it
I'm not in a good place right now.
Much better after the fact.
Okay.
Why did you keep it a secret?
Because bad things can happen early on, so you wait until, like, a certain time has passed.
And you announced on your birthday. I assume that was
a
big deal.
Well, yeah. Well, and it was just like, I'm just going to make everything about me, you know.
Now, the first reason makes a lot of sense.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, we haven't gotten to that segment yet.
Oh, whose birthday is it?
Yeah, jeez, man. That's for the end of this segment.
Well, you brought it up.
Yeah, we'll cut that part out, too.
Yeah, all right. So, but pretty awesome. Going to be a day. We're not going to find out if it's going to be a boy or a girl either until the baby comes out.
I like that.
So
no chance out.
Gender reveal parties, suck it. Get out of here with that nonsense. No gender reveal party.
I got to know right away so I can start building my training regimen.
Well, now the female kickers are right around the corner. So either one, you're going to have a training regimen ready.
Yeah, but like the hormones and stuff are a little different. So you just got to know.
I thought you just made kicker
football. For nutritional factors. No, that's a given. You go soccer and then you go football, though.
That'll bring me to another question. This one I have not seen anything about. Did we kick any field goals or attempt any field goals? And I know there was one extra point.
It was rough ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we didn't cross the 50 too much, Drew.
Yeah. Should have picked up on that.
Yeah. A lot of Australian kicks.
A friend of mine texted me, and he said, Tom Hart just said that Kentucky is 1 for 25 on its last 25 third down conversions.
3 for 27 in the last two games.
Is that good?
Can we cuss on here? I forgot.
Sure.
Holy shit, that's horrible. I didn't believe it. I honestly thought, no, I think you heard him wrong. That can't be true.
Do you know who has converted every single one of those?
Bob Wagner.
Ahmad Wagner has converted all three of those.
Yeah, let's not say every single one like it's a big number.
Yeah.
He had a very nice catch, and it was in cover two. Nice throw, too. I mean,
a
whole shot.
Adam Luckett even broke down those 27s plays. Only four of them were 3 yards or less. Kentucky converted zero of those. On third and medium, 4 of 6 yards. We were 2 of 7.
This is so bad.
And then on third and long, that's 7+ yards, 1 of 16. So that means more than, like, almost 2/3 of the time we're on third down, it's 7 or
well,
longer.
That was actually my big takeaway. 16 out of the 28 are long distances.
Long distance plays. Sawyer Smith's completion percentage, 4 of 20, 2.6 yards per attempt, 4 sacks, 2 fumbles, and an interception.
Well, I broke the rule because I brought this up. I didn't sandwich it between two positive things.
Yeah, you did.
So our positives, we're going to count the Ahmad Wagner
because
he's been big on third down. And the other positive.
Ooh, before you do that, the interception he threw too. If he threw it over the defender, if he just like tapped circle instead of pounded on it, then A.J. Rose is getting like an 80-yard touchdown. He had nobody in front of him. Yeah. And he just threw it right at the defender.
So there's another negative. So we need two more positives. Maybe even three.
We keep going backwards here. I like the white with the chrome helmet.
Yes, very good-looking helmet.
That's going to be our positive, man. Yep. We are in for one. I do too, though.
Yeah. It's a very – the all-white, it's your favorite uniform.
Matter of fact, once I found out that it was all-white, I said, bet the house. And I warned my roommates that if UK does not win this game, that they will need to find another home to live in. And UK did not win the game. So we may or may not be getting kicked out of our house.
All right, that was another negative.
But we're not, and I didn't bet the house. So
okay, all right, good.
Okay, good, good.
The other positive will be just tell us that quote again that we're going to – it's going to be our motto.
It's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it seems.
Okay.
That's all. Be sure to title this podcast. That's our.
What
title.
About I'm a honored. Deer bleeding out in butter?
A deer bleeds.
Oh my goodness!
You know what? Though the thing is I think it's very cathartic to just kind of laugh at ourselves. You know, it'd be self-deprecating. Yeah. It was a rough time. You know, and they say comedy is sometimes the best relief from stressful situations.
Well, it's like when a friend passes away, you get around, you tell the positive stories. Yeah. That's what we're doing. Our Kentucky football team passed away in Columbia on Saturday, and we're just talking about.
We're pouring one out. We're pouring out a cold one. And then.
To be revived.
Right.
Yeah.
In
two Saturdays
week.
From now. Yes. Yeah. Whatever. One, two, yeah. You know, however you count those.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Positive. Josh Allen's fifth in the league in quarterback pressures. What a badass.
Are we surprised?
Positive. Boogie Watson finally has two sacks.
Ooh, I didn't know that. There's a good fact I didn't know.
He was very good.
The pass one of them was just he straight beat the dude. Like Josh just beat him.
Yeah, just straight.
Speed, just swim move.
So he's back. He kind of had a little dip in production.
And the best part about it is that basically Brad White had to have a coming to Jesus talk with him, and it worked. Sometimes, like, you know, like those times like when Chuck would just get all pouty whenever Lamar would have a coming to Jesus talk with him and he would get down in the dumps and he'd feel all bad about himself. But other people, they respond the right way, unlike Chuck used to.
Oh, man, really? I never had a coming to Jesus talk. I was always with him, baby.
Yeah, your coming to Jesus talk was here's a scholarship.
Hey-o, that was cool.
That was a pretty cool coming to Jesus
talk. There's a positive.
But back to like stuff that I'm not just making up. Boogie also, he gave the media credit for calling him out. So, good job, guys. We did it.
Oh, you did.
We're the reason why Boogie
really?
Won. He said, you know, my coaches, the media, and my parents were talking about how bad I was playing. So, he's like, I had to look in the mirror. And he looked in the mirror, and it worked.
So, we should just talk bad about everybody.
No. We're moving on.
Just
we're
Boogie.
Past that.
Okay.
Calvin Taylor played well, too.
Sack.
He got a sack. He had career-high 7 tackles.
Okay. We're big Calvin Taylor people. How'd my guy TJ Carter do?
He
just normal.
Just
fit
normal.
In.
Name much.
I think he had one of those plays where it was like a he should have had the sack, and he got obviously held, and the refs like just blindly didn't look at it. It was like, ref, you could see him holding onto his jersey from the back. But, you know, home cooking.
For some reason, Lexington and Kroger Field, we never have home cooking. What's up with that?
Yeah. Like, of all places for home cooking, Kroger Field should be the source of it. It's where you go to get all your ingredients.
Yep, well.
What are we doing?
We lack a little bit of electricity at Kroger Field unless it's Florida at night.
Yeah, I will say South Carolina's crowd wasn't great. It was 100,000 degrees there, so like.
Doesn't matter, though. They do the sandstorm, and I watched that on TV, and I went, I wish I was there right now.
The towels waving.
The towels waving makes it cool.
Oh, who said that? That we should do that?
And like on our first drive, they got so loud.
Man, the rooster, it kind of scared me the first time I heard it, too. Because it kind of just like out of nowhere, you know? Like when you're not ready for it, it's kind of, oh, what was that?
See, if we would have won, I would have said a rooster bleeding out. But you know,
hopefully you wouldn't have to use that analogy if we won.
No, for them though. Real thinking cap today, Chuck.
I still don't understand where you'd use it, but we're just gonna.
Because that we'll never. I think.
Well, if we would have won by blowout, then it wouldn't have been a rooster.
It would have been fast. It wouldn't have been
slow. Rooster
got
his head chopped off. Would have ran around frantically,
bingo.
Like a chicken.
I thought of another positive.
Ooh, okay.
I keep saying I didn't see the game. I guess I should explain. I was in Texas at a wedding.
Yeah.
So at halftime, I tweeted, can someone give me a Twitter summary? Because I legit hadn't kept up with anything. And I like getting, you know, different views.
Right.
And I like it condensed to Twitter summaries, you know, 100, whatever it is, characters.
Pretty fast, yeah.
The replies, I didn't know how bad it was at that point. The replies
might
have been.
It was only 10-0 on the scoreboard.
Well, the replies might have been my favorite thing that's ever happened on Twitter. I got.
Let's.
Doesn't it count those? I guess it doesn't.
It sometimes, like, yeah, I think it does if you don't click on it. I don't know. New Twitter sucks.
Well, one of them, as I'm trying to pull it up, that I really laughed at was the bride picked up more yards than Kentucky when she walked down the aisle.
And there was another one about catching.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I have 276 replies of people breaking down the game. The one he was just about to say, someone said. The bride has more completions from when she threw the bouquet. lots of trash cans on fire. I mean, I didn't count them.
Right.
Easily 50 dumpsters, trash cans. Tom Hart, who was calling the game, must have been on Twitter because he replied, you don't want to know. And then he said, keep drinking.
I love that he's on the broadcast and responded.
Yeah, he actually texted me a few times. I can't repeat those. But, man, the negativity was actually funny. Like, it was clever negativity.
Right.
So that's really, until speaking with you all and getting the real X's and O's we've gone over here, you know, real football talk from real football people.
I had
these hilarious responses that I thought were overreactions, but maybe not, might not be.
Can we make tweets when you have no idea about the game of football? Can we end that?
No, that's where most of the tweets come from, Charles. Yeah, that's just kind of where it comes
all
from.
All right, can we end negative tweets at our players that make no sense at all?
You should never, ever.
I don't understand that one.
The adding. The adding's part I don't get. Because you can speak your mind freely without having to add. Yeah, it does.
There's no reason to be a fan if you can't be critical. But you do it in the comfort of your own home with your friends. Or if you're tweeting it, it's
or
just
if you're
your
a giant
thoughts.
Baby, you at them. And then when you see them in person, you just cheer for them. And thank God that they have no idea what you look like behind your fake Twitter avi.
I think the thing is, too, is like...
That's the French pronunciation of that word.
It's much funnier, too, like, you think you've got a good crack on somebody that's, like, hilarious to your friends, but that doesn't mean that it's good online, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of tweets just don't age well.
No, not at all. That's
the scariest part about doing one.
I actually had a friend who was, like, losing his mind during the...
Ahmad Wagner stinks.
Mississippi State game, and I was like, buddy, just chill out. And then he, like, responded to me, like, three times, just screaming into his phone. And then the next morning, he was like, man, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Like, he apologized to all of Twitter for being a jerk. He's like, I just got to stay offline during games. I don't know why. I just lose my mind. I'm like, yes. Like, that is – yes, that's it's best for most.
Well, speaking of tweets, remember when they used to bring up old tweets from the team?
And yeah, that's a definite positive.
Oh, how much fun was that? Would they just like go through and search old?
They would bring in a third party, who it was a company that would search for pretty much dirt on players, and then they'd bring up and use it as examples of why it's so important of what you put on the internet. And yeah, they would
friend you, so they have like awesome. These accounts that you would never know it's them. It's just like a normal person,
right? Right.
And they follow you, and then they bring up all the tweets.
Did either of y'all ever get put on blast?
No, I was never put on blast. But before the meeting, I remember my junior year, I asked Susan Lax. I said, "Hey, like, am I gonna be on this thing?" Because I thought I was really careful on Twitter,
right?
And she responded with no, and then 2 minutes later, she said, "Oh, wait, yeah, you are." So I went in. I went in the whole meeting. I was sitting up there, and they would show someone getting roasted, and I would just say, "It's not funny." No. Nope. And then come to find out, I ended up either not making the cut of bad enough, or we just ran out of time. But then I walked out, and I looked at all the guys that did get caught, and I was like, "Ha ha! Like, you all did."
It's like literally a comedy show in there, though. It's just a big roast battle.
So was it like a lot of pictures? Was it the music lyrics that they thought were good?
That, liking certain pictures that I mean, they show up on your Twitter and you can go in and I can see what everything Austin's liked. And some of it might be football plays. Some of it might be
not football women plays
on the internet that are.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's.
So when you see you start to learn a lot about your teammates when you see what they're what they're closet liking on Twitter.
And when it's like someone that's already kind of like acts up and funny, and then you just see what like someone puts up.
I remember Taven had the funniest thing ever. Oh my God. Lamar Thomas went crazy on him in the receiver room because of it.
I don't know if Lamar Thomas is one to talk about someone's Twitter.
Well, that's very – well,
try to tell him that to his face.
Well, while she's we're on the subject, didn't DeAndre Square cause a little controversy this weekend?
I thought that was so stupid.
I'm playing dumb.
What did he say?
So Lynn tweeted a picture of him throwing a football. I don't know if it had a caption. And Square just said QB1 with the hands praying emoji. And Lynn responded with fingers crossed. And so people who like immediately were like, oh, he wants Lynn Bowden to be the quarterback and not Sawyer Smith, division in the locker room. And I'm just like, for me, I'm thinking, hey, or it's just he's wanting to support Lynn, his buddy, who's really good at football. I think there's two sides to every one of those tweets. Just like, so during the game, I tweeted a picture of Terry Wilson smiling at UK Football Media Day. It's a pretty goofy picture, Drew. I think you've seen it a time or two.
Yeah, no, it's a very good one.
And I said, miss you. And a lot of people retweeted it, including Josh Ali. Now, some might be like, does Josh Ali hate Sawyer Smith? The receiver wants to have his old quarterback back because this one stinks. Or is it, oh, he just misses his buddy and he's sad that he's hurt and he wishes he was still out there on the field. So that's my thing, is I think there's two sides to every tweet, and to read into it like there's some sort of division in the locker room is very – it's jumping the gun.
Well, I would say 99% of the time, if you are – well, in most cases, it's a – when it's us with UK players, it's a grown man who's never met that player who is 18, 19, 20 – trying to guess what he means.
Who doesn't communicate.
We never know what it means. Like Glenn Bowden has had 50 tweets where we're like, that sounds terrible. But for all we know, he's talking about what he had for dinner. It's like, I got a decision to make coming up. And everybody's like, oh, transfer, transfer, transfer.
Ketchup or mustard.
But it could be like, I got five girls in my DMs. It could be anything. But
yeah,
we all sit around trying to guess. And that was Talking Tweets.
You're telling me that
sponsored by KS Barn Grill.
Not every player is a philosopher on the roster right now?
Which, by the way, you should try that chicken sandwich, even if it does make you feel.
You saw how big the one they brought me was. I'm hurt, dog.
They gave us the pieces
no for me, dog.
Of chicken. Like, one of those could have been an entire sandwich, and we had two on there.
I had a Quentin Bohanna-sized piece of chicken on my sandwich.
Mine was Bully McCall size. Which, by the way, they were hanging out here last night.
Oh, cool.
Crap,
I saw
forgot to
we were
ask.
Out of food.
They can't. I wonder how much the defensive line enjoyed some food here, and I'm wondering how much food the defensive line – how many wings do you think the D-line could put down at KS Barn Grill?
How many are we
do
saying?
Do you know the answer?
I don't D-line? Know the answer to.
Like 12 of them or how
– the entire
two
defensive
deep,
line.
One deep.
The entire defensive line.
Oh, my God, 500? I don't know. No, that's too much.
That's not too much.
It's probably 15-ish or so, give or take.
15 right. people?
Yeah, 15 defensive linemen.
I we'll feel like a D lineman could put down 50 wings.
By himself?
What?
50?
Are we talking about traditional?
Yes.
Yeah, I think 50.
I mean,
I've ate 20
challenge.
Before, and I wasn't even trying to, like...
I had the record at Hooters for a long time. I ate 81 the day after man. Kobe scored 81.
Thank you.
60. That's impressive.
Oh, my
good job.
God.
I wanted
I got
to
a
die.
Ring, yeah.
I'm not kidding. I went to bed like, this is the end of me. I have killed myself.
What was the sauce on him?
What, mild? What, just
I mean, that matters.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to throw up after hearing that.
I've never felt a pain like that. It wasn't sick, like, got to get to the bathroom sick. It was just like my body, I think, is about to just shut off forever. Back to the game. You said 50?
I think at least 50 per D lineman.
See, I would think that it would be 30, but because they're probably also getting like barbecue along with some mac and cheese.
Not
and
if it's how many wings can you eat, though.
Well, I'm talking about just like from a pure – but if we're going just how many wings do we think they ate last night, I would say that it's – 400.
It really depends on if this likeness money comes in or not. Because it's just all about a budget at this point. You go broke eating that many wings.
It might have been one of those things. Can't like coaches take – can't like the team take you out?
Yeah, that was my question. Were they in here together?
They were in here together. Like I think it was like a team function.
Yeah, no, oh, really?
Yeah, they get a certain amount of meals for that. Like Coach Cal takes the basketball team to Tony's for every meal.
Yeah.
That's cool that they brought him here.
Yeah. It's cool.
That's respectable.
So, but I think they had like yeah. So they could have eaten as many as they want. I'm going to say they had 412.
I like that. Oddly specific.
Yeah.
There's only 15 of them. No, I'm going 325.
Do you have the number, Drew?
Hold on. Okay, you two keep talking. I have to talk to Nick off the air.
Okay.
This seems shady.
All right. Sorry, I'm back.
You're supposed to keep talking. You all did.
I'm gonna be honest. My guess was like if it's like. They're only eating wings, so you add in other. If we're just guessing for the tab,
I think that you're also got to say too, though, Austin. You got to think while some might not go all wings, some might say I'm going to try to eat 50, so it averages out. All
right, well, I'm
going 325. That's where I'm going.
Also, you all were on the team.
I'm gonna say 750. That was like if I did 50 by it.
Oh my God! There's no way.
750 would
yeah,
be hilarious.
I just like to think they could eat a lot if they wanted to.
Yeah, like we're gonna build it up. Like they need to be larger than life. You know,
tough game Saturday.
Yeah,
come to KS Bar whatever day it was. Eat away your sorrows.
Did you find the answer?
I have a way to know. Is this personal information?
Is this accurate?
No, it's not personal information because you're not revealing each person how much they ate. Just a rough estimate of how many they ate in one sitting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it more than we would think? Is that why you're hesitant to share?
No. I just...
It's almost like...
I feel like that's their personal business.
So it must have been a lot.
What?
It had
over under 1,000.
Well, it's...
That's not saying a lot. Well, it is if you say over.
I just think the boys...
Hey, we wanted to keep them.
The boys in blue ate something.
They didn't leave hungry.
If they're not tweeting it out, we can't say it.
I'll say this. Khalil Branham has had more in his lifetime than the team had.
Okay, good. Yeah. Wings. Khalil Branham, number one wings eater at KS Bar.
More in a lifetime, divide by five, carry the
two. He lives in Northern Ohio.
Yeah.
The wing capital of the world.
What else from the game?
Let's talk about other games, Drew.
Seen the game talking to you all.
Let's talk about the games that we get to watch on Saturday and Sunday. How about that instead? Okay. Like Georgia at Tennessee. Is Georgia going to win by 50 or 60?
Spread's at 25.5.
That's it?
I think so.
That doesn't seem
I mean, I'm taking Georgia for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
I'm still looking at the bill.
Oh, wow.
Now, to give you your real answer, now that I see it, there actually wasn't a lot of wings.
Oh, they went for the...
No, I mean, it was a variety.
Yeah, I had a feeling they would go
which
variety.
Which completely skews the numbers.
Yeah.
320.
So let's not even air it.
320's right.
No, I'm not airing it. That's not our business. I'm not trying to get in trouble.
But I still would like to know how many they... Like,
off air.
I would like to have a KS Bar and Grill wing eating competition.
I'd win.
Sponsored by your company here, and see
get
Drew
Joey
Franklin.
Hot Dog here.
No, Drew Franklin. He's the
competitor. You gotta have champion versus champion.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, unanimous champion.
That's true. At Nebraska, oh man, that's always they got absolutely destroyed by Ohio State, and it made me very happy. Nebraska, hot frauds.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to be salty towards him because old buddy did us wrong.
Yeah, he's not a hot fraud, though.
Yeah, I know. That's why it hurts even worse.
Nebraska's a hot fraud.
But he's like their only good player.
Wandell is not a hot fraud. It'd be nice to have him right now with the – can you imagine Lynn Bowden throwing to Wandell Robinson?
It'd be pretty.
Put them both at quarterback.
Speaking of Big Ten West, Rondale Moore, who got compared a lot to Wandell Robinson – and their quarterback Elijah Sindelar both got injured on the same play. Sindelar got hit, broke his clavicle, and Wandell got carted off a hamstring injury. So Purdue, they're going to get smoked by Penn State this weekend. We've got an Air Force at Navy military school battle this weekend. That'll be entertaining.
Will it?
Yeah. Air Force, they almost beat Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll catch that one.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to watch all of the games, so that's one of them.
I don't think we've heard the two actual players over here. What is a full bye week? Like, what is your Saturday? Do you completely turn off football? Are you?
Yeah,
is
honestly,
it time to catch up with friends, or if you got a girlfriend, it's date night? Or
it's a little bit of both. Austin can do the girlfriend part. You get to honestly wake up in your own bed on a Saturday morning. You're not in the hotel.
You're at Tin Roof by noon.
You wake up. You go get Great Bagel, or you go to Josie's. You start your morning off.
I never get that Great Bagel place.
Not one thing you said is different than having a girlfriend. So
and you sit on your couch, and you watch college football all day long, and you watch all the SEC teams that you're about to play, and you're hopefully saying, ha-ha, we beat them, and they're about to lose to them, or we beat them, and they're about to beat this team. And then you wake up on Sunday, and you feel great. You don't feel like you got hit by an SEC bus like – I felt every Sunday morning, and then you get back to work, and you win the next game, and then you win
out. Get back to work. You know who you sound like saying get back to work?
Jalen Hurts.
No.
You get back to work.
Mark Ashley Schaefer?
Oh.
Mark Stoops.
No one has gone back to work more than Mark Stoops.
He's going to go back to work.
He loves to do it.
Did he ever tear you up, Chuck, or did you just watch him tear others up?
No, I don't think he ever did. Not at least not one that comes to memory.
He loved Chuck.
Was one time where it was Louisville, my freshman year, and you don't remember when that punt hit their player, and then I picked it up and returned it for a touchdown.
But you can't advance it, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't know that, obviously. Right.
You're just like,
so I picked it up and ran it in, got booed by a whole Louisville crowd. That was awesome.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
That's still my dad's favorite memory of my career. But we were walking off the field, and he was obviously trying to get someone on the ground so they would review it. And I was still on the field, and he was looking at me, and he was like, your leg hurts. Like, you're cramping. And I was like, I'm totally fine, coach. He's like, no, you're cramping. I'm like, nope, I swear, like, I'm good. And then he had another, like, you know, his fiery red, like, you're cramping. And I finally just went, oh, and, like, played
well,
dead.
Look at that.
Look at my hammies.
Well, when you say it.
My hammy hurts. And then, you know, the refs come over, and they're talking to me, and they're like, what is it? And the trainers come out, and I'm like, ah, oh, man, I just cramp. I don't know what's happening. I can't feel my leg. And they review it. Turns out it technically – I guess the video showed it didn't hit him. Talked to him after the game. It did hit him. So
basically the video cameras were biased toward Louisville.
And guess
you
what?
Got robbed of a touchdown.
Well, it would have been down where I picked the ball up, but still. You can't advance a muff punt, but you can advance a fumbled return. Does that make sense?
That's weird.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting rule.
So you know that, like, California law thing that's, like, all over the place?
Yeah, Austin's going to get paid, but I'm not because I went on scholarship for the first 2 years. I think that's
bogus. Well, you could still get sponsored. Like, it doesn't have to do with paying the players. It's likeness. So, like,
y'all are talking about two different things, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
So, what they did,
I know,
Chuck,
G and Kenji got checks.
Yeah.
Well, because
they're in Florida?
No. That check is going out if you, like, signed up. I'm trying to find mine, though. Like, I think they got the wrong address.
Oh, that's
the
lawsuit.
You all get paid so much for the football podcast. Spend that first before you start asking for more checks. I mean,
you're right.
This is big money here.
But what this law would do is say that you could, like, have an autograph signing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. And we're talking about different things.
That was the NCAA lawsuit where it was like so you had to be on scholarship and, like, sign up to be paid by the video game lawsuit. Right? But this is like, hey,
you can have an endorsement.
Like, you could have been the guy from CBI in college doing the commercial, getting paid to read commercials on Tom Leach's show. Wow. Austin McGinnis, you could have been signing golden cleats that said golden foot, Austin McGinnis.
Yeah, I hit a game winner. I definitely set up an autograph booth.
Yeah. Right after the game. Just, like, have it just – it's a pop-up shop as soon as it's over with.
I'm all for it. Thank God for California for pushing that through because someone had to have some cojones.
He did. Their governor. He's also taking lots of credit for the changes coming.
Lots of credit.
This just – I didn't want to do another segment because that's asking too many sponsors, but I just thought of a great segment.
Uh-oh.
How much time do we have?
KSR ads at KentuckySportsRadio.com.
This segment is a one-time segment, since this is the most topical thing in sports right now.
Mm-hmm.
In the last, we'll say, 10 years, which UK players would have made the most money if the California law had already applied to
football.
All states?
Football.
Yeah, just football.
In
Benny's
years,
number one.
Benny because the mouthpiece is too.
Let's throw Benny.
Yeah, he's number one.
Snell, everyone would have had the T-shirts.
Yep.
He was a good marketer, too.
Yeah, very good marketer.
Cobb, or I guess
Cobb
would,
I think,
definitely be up there. Couch would be up there.
No,
he's not in.
We're not gonna go that far.
Yeah.
Back. I think Cobb's the last of the. If we want to go back to Stevie Got Loose, he would have sold Stevie
just
Got
keep
Loose.
It with Stoops, then make it easy.
Matt Rourke. What
year
was
he just had a big game.
I know, but I feel like after that game,
he was a senior though. He could have just he could have made money right out of
that. I think our two are Josh Allen and Benny.
I think Cash would have been close.
Oh, actually, no. I might put Cash ahead of Benny just because he's a Kentuckian.
Yeah. And because his marketability, the Cash 316 shirts,
and
other people
are. It's
got to
be someone
making
from that year.
Cash
though
would already have a Copenhagen deal, Wrangler. What kind of fishing?
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Fishing lures.
He's the first 17-year-old to have a Budweiser endorsement.
Ooh, Steven Johnson could have had like a good shoulder brace, like a knee brace. Like
the, definitely
could have. You're sick for that.
What? Like, I'm just saying.
I love a freshman Cash Daniel doing Budweiser commercials. Love Bud Light. Been drinking it since I was 8.
Who else would be good ones? Austin, you would have done very well.
I would have tried.
Yeah.
You would have done very well.
All right. Come on, guys. Relax. I'm right here.
You would have found opportunities.
No.
Chuck sure would have said fair catch on the back.
Best fair catch signal in the nation.
Hey, I'm not going to sit here and let them talk trash about your punt returning skills because you have a punt return touchdown
and
no one else in this room does.
Yeah.
We hadn't done it, I feel like, in a long time, and then Chuck finally broke the curse.
Come on. Funny story, Coach Slarman taught his kids to, when they said hi to me, they would wave a fair catch. So he thought it was the funniest thing in the world, and these kids have no idea what they're doing.
They do it because
Daddy does it, and yeah, so every time I'd see him at the facility, whether it was Tuesday night dinner or any other time, they'd be like, hey, Charles, and they'd wave a fair catch, and he would just get a kick out of it every single time.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
So it makes you feel any better about your career and how important it was to UK. Earlier, Miss Tyler Thompson, who works for Kentucky Sports Radio, walked in this office. She's not here much because she lives in Nashville, and she said, why do we have a Charles Walker picture in here? And I said, you know what? We have it in here because he is the man.
Thank you. Cool. And she wanted to take it home. That's why she asked. Exactly. She was like, well, can I take it?
No, she was like, can we not get anyone else? No, she didn't say that.
Oh, man, that's a good story. I think that's a good spot to end this.
Yeah, I'm still laughing at Cash Daniels Budweiser.
I feel like it'd be one of those Talladega nights, like if you don't drink Budweiser, then you.
Oh, man. This is, you know what? We got all the negative out. We're ending
therapy.
It a positive. Yes, yeah, great
might
therapy.
Might not go down as our best podcast of all time.
No.
But we're smiling again.
Or maybe the best football podcast of all time.
Yeah, whoever gets to the end will really appreciate it.
And we're glad you all made it to the end with us. And we're glad that you get to enjoy a Saturday of relaxation and just not stressing about Kentucky football. It's been good. It's been great. Thanks for this day. We'll see y'all next week. Peep the technique.